From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. A wave of bombings in Iraq has killed more than 50 people in the past 24 hours in Baghdad and in the northwest near Mosul. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports.
The biggest attack apparently targeted an Iraqi judge in the northwestern city of Talifar. A suicide bomber exploded himself near the judge's house, and when a crowd gathered, a second assailant detonated a suicide vest, killing dozens. Talifar is primarily an ethnic Turkoman town, and authorities fear that insurgents are trying to spark ethnic violence between Kurds, Arabs, and Turkomans. These attacks come less than 24 hours after a double car bombing in the city of Mosul. Another coordinated attack rocked the huge Shiite slum of Sadr City in eastern Baghdad. Again, one bomb exploded, and after bystanders rushed to help, another blast made them victims as well. Most of the recent violence has targeted Shiites, but Iraqi authorities have vowed not to allow a return to the sectarian violence of 2006 and 2007. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Baghdad.
A huge bomb exploded in central Afghanistan today. Officials say 25 people were killed, including at least 9 children. The explosives were in a truck parked near a school. The force of the blast sent debris more than a mile away. The explosion occurred in Logar province, south of Kabul, in an area where the Taliban has been active. It was the worst death toll in Afghanistan from a single explosion in more than a year. South Korea is on high alert today for another wave of cyber attacks. Some sites in South Korea are still inaccessible after a virus program sent a flood of internet traffic over the weekend. Government sites in the U.S. were also affected. South Korean intelligence officials suspect North Korea or those supporting North Korea were behind the attacks. The state of Massachusetts is challenging the Federal Defense of Marriage Act as unconstitutional. Massachusetts became the first state in the nation to legalize same-sex marriage. From member station WBUR in Boston, Monica Brady-Meyerhoff reports.
The lawsuit says the Federal Defense of Marriage Act, known as DOMA, is unlawful because it creates separate and unequal categories of marriage. The suit challenges the section of DOMA that defines marriage as between one man and one woman. Massachusetts Attorney General Martha Coakley says DOMA interferes with the state's sovereign right to define and regulate marriage.
Our lawsuit asserts that DOMA is unconstitutional because it now requires us, the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, to disregard the marriages of same-sex couples when implementing federally funded programs.
The Attorney General is asking the court to bar the federal government from enforcing DOMA in Massachusetts. The Justice Department says the Obama administration supports a repeal of DOMA and will review the case. For NPR News, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerhoff in Boston.
This is NPR News from Washington. Police in Nashville, Tennessee, have concluded that the 20-year-old girlfriend of former NFL quarterback Steve McNair killed him and then turned the gun on herself. From member station WPLN in Nashville, Blake Farmer reports.
Ballistics testing reveals gunshot residue on Sahel Kazemi's hands, likely from the 9mm pistol she purchased from a friend just 2 days prior. Police say the young waitress shot McNair in his sleep early Saturday morning, execution style. She then shot herself in such a way she'd fall in his lap. Nashville Police Chief Ronald Surpass says investigators needed a motive before declaring the case a murder-suicide.
Our investigation is learning that she had become very distraught and on two occasions told friends and associates that her life was all messed up and that she was going to end it all.
Surpass says Kazemi had come under financial stress. She'd also been arrested for DUI, and she suspected McNair, who was married, had yet another girlfriend. Police say Kazemi had even tried to follow a woman she saw leaving McNair's downtown Nashville condo. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.
The power went out for several hours in the west side of Los Angeles last night. Traffic lights were out, causing traffic jams across Brentwood, Westwood, and other neighborhoods. Firefighters received more than a dozen reports of people trapped in elevators. Officials say the outage was caused when a transformer blew up. California firefighters are trying to contain a brush fire burning in the Santa Monica Mountains near the world-famous J. Paul Getty Art Center complex. The Art Center was evacuated and its ventilation system shut down to prevent smoke damage. The Art Center is prized for its gardens and its famous works, including works by Vincent van Gogh. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.